What happens if you want your relationship recognised by the law but don't want to marry? That's the question being asked by a heterosexual couple in Britain who have just lost another court case in their fight for a civil partnership. In Australia, various state governments have taken steps so all couples can register themselves, but the law is not consistent nationally. The Wire's Nicole Wedding spoke to South Australian Greens MLC, Tammy Franks.
The UK introduced this civil partnerships legislation back in 2004. That's because there, at that time, they didn't have marriage equality for same-sex or gender-diverse couples. Now they do, and they've actually got a two-tier system, if you like. Now, this couple, a male and a female, have attempted to have a civil partnership because they don't want to get married in the UK, and while it's been to the courts and the courts had some sympathies, it's been denied them. They quite rightly say they want equality. I think that's something that everyone could agree on in terms of this debate. Whatever you have, you shouldn't have second-class laws for certain categories of people.
What is the Relationships Register Bill?
In South Australia, because Australia doesn't have marriage equality yet, we've recently seen the state government step up and establish a relationships register that recognises marriages from overseas of those same-sex adult couples that qualify, but it also is an ability for heterosexual couples to register their relationship without getting married.
Why do you think it's important to have a legal option other than marriage for people in relationships?
I don't discount that some people don't wish to get married. In fact, when we debated the bill, I said, given I never want to get married again, if I ever was in a long-term relationship, I'd use the relationships register. So I had a particular interest in the bill, should it pass. It's good that in South Australia, that bill applies to all adult couples who are consenting and appropriate adults to be able to register their relationship, regardless of their sexuality or gender identity.
And what are some of the important rights that you would get being on the register?
One of the reasons in the UK they had that civil partnerships was the rights that do come along with having your relationship recognised by the laws of a state, in this case, or your government. Things like your will, your ability to be the next of kin to a person. If your partner ends up in hospital, in a coma, the ability to have your relationship recognised becomes very important.
So you were saying that state governments were pushing for these registers?
We're actually one of the last states to act on this, and territories as well. We've only done so because of the pressures around a particular incident that happened, to our shame, in South Australia, where a man from the UK, in fact, who'd married his partner, came here on honeymoon and his partner died and their marriage wasn't recognised by our state laws. And that sort of incident isn't acceptable in 2017. It's quite right that Premier Wetherill and his government acted to do what they could, but we've still got a second best solution. We want marriage equality at a federal level, and the majority of Australians want that. I don't think we want to deny people their love. Love is love, and whether or not somebody wants to get married or have a civil partnership or have their relationship simply registered, they should be able to make those choices for themselves as a couple.
Tammy Franks, Greens MLC for South Australia, speaking to The Wire's Nicole Wedding.